people say that I am? They said in reply, John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets. And he asked them, but who do you say that I am? Peter said to him in reply, you are the Christ. Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this, he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Archbishop wanted to pray for and share his love with the residents of a local nursing home. As he entered the lobby of the nursing home, he saw a 90-year-old lady scrolling in a wheelchair. He faced her and asked her, do you know me? She said, sir, if you do not know who you are, go to the front desk and ask the receptionist. It is always better to know who you are before visiting all people like me. In today's gospel, we hear one of the most important and personal questions Jesus ever asked his disciples. It is not a question about doctrine or tradition, but rather a question that pierces through to the heart of faith. Who do you say that I am? Peter, often a bold one, speaks up. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And this confession of faith is simple but profound. Peter sees in Jesus not just a teacher, a healer, or a prophet, but the long-awaited Messiah, the very Son of God. And this 2,000-year-old question is being put to us today. Who do you say that I am? The question is not what we know about Jesus. Even the Satan knew who Jesus was. It is about our relationship with him, about how important he has become for us. It is not difficult to say what others think about Jesus, just as the disciples did. We can all say what the four Gospels say, what the great saints or popes have said, what our parents have said, etc. It is one thing to share the knowledge of Jesus that we have gained from various sources. Even a non-believer can have much knowledge about Jesus. But to know Jesus, we must meet him, encounter him as a person, walk with him, dine with him, listen to him, let him be our friend, our teacher, and our master, and let his way and truth and life become ours. Has Jesus become the center and core of your life? When you experience loss, can you say, Jesus, you are my comfort, my hope? When you are unsure of what path to take, say, Jesus, you are my guide. When you experience moments of grace and peace, can you say, Jesus, you are my joy? A priest gave a wonderful sermon on love, all about love. Be unconditional, generous, sacrificial, other-centered. The next day, he got someone to pour concrete around the steps in the backyard and a path through the middle of the backyard to the street. A little while later, he heard voices of children in the backyard and looked out to find the children drawing stuff on the concrete. The priest went out and screamed at the kids and asked them to leave without messing up the concrete. One of the boys had the courage to say, Father, you gave a wonderful sermon on love yesterday. What happened to it? The priest replied, Yes, I believe everything I said about love. And I love Jesus and people, as I said yesterday, but not in the concrete. Not in the concrete. Has your love for Jesus become concrete, real, tangible, and down-to-earth reality? As we live today, may we carry this question with us. Who do you say what Jesus is? And may our lives reflect a deepening relationship with Jesus, so that we can answer not just with words, but with a heart that knows and loves the Lord. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And during this coming week, take a few moments each day to reflect on your relationship with Jesus. Keep listening. Who do you say that I am? And reflect on how you would respond to that question that Jesus asked.